Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 7th. The grains closed mixed today with March corn down 4.5 cents, 434.25. It's a new contract low and low close. Pretty devastating out here, but maybe we can see a rebound tomorrow on the reports. March wheat up 7 cents at 602. Not a bad close there. March beans down 10.5 cents at 1189. We got down to 1179.25 here this morning. That's the lowest price in, you know, 2.5 years or so. Hopefully, again, we'll see something friendly on the reports tomorrow. The funds are incredibly short corn. 295,000 contracts after today, 123 beans, 70,000 wheat, 42,000 meal, 42,000 oil, and 24,000 meal. So I'm hoping we catch the funds absolutely flat-footed out here and they have to cover, but it would look unlikely. They're looking for the corn carryout to be 2134. That's down 28 million bushels from last month. The beans look to be up 2 million bushels and the wheat up 1 million bushels. The world carryouts down 1.2 million metric tons on the corn. The soybeans down 1.7 million metric tons and the wheat up 100,000 metric tons. They're looking to shave the Brazilian bean crop by 4 million metric tons down to 153. I believe it's lower than that, but that's the number that they're looking for. The corn, 124.3, that's down 2.7 million metric tons from last month. Argentinian beans look to be up 800,000, and the corn up 700,000. So, you know, there's nothing, if these are the numbers, nothing earth-shaking, but we'll see what the USDA wants to come up with tomorrow. We don't expect much export business with China over the next week to 10 days as their Lunar New Year is starting. So we don't see really any business there. We know we've had good rains in Argentina. It looks like they're going to get more rains, which is what put the pressure on the corn and beans here today. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.